With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
I was at a hardware store over the weekend and noticed that we've already put out Christmas trees. Now, the holidays and the associated gift giving will be here before we know it, which has us wondering how toy makers have been faring of late. Mattel just reported one of its best quarters in a decade, and today we'll find out more about Hasbro. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on what toy makers are expecting in months to come.
When the pandemic started and so many people were suddenly stuck at home, a lot of them responded
by buying games, buying puzzles, buying building sets, arts and crafts.
Steve Pusserb is CEO of the trade group The Toy Association.
Huge growth in the toy industry at a time where normally the toy industry is fairly quiet.
And he says he expects that trend to continue right into the holidays, especially since it's harder to give experiences this year.
What we hear from families is that they want to preserve the holidays for their kids. They want presents under the tree.
In a normal year, Kara Santos-Pianezzi and her husband, who live in Virginia, try not to buy their two kids a lot of presents for the holidays.
Just because we don't want to spoil the kids.
Who are 10 and 12. But this year,
would we think about getting more? I think that there's a good case to be made for that this year, for sure.
Because, she says, they're looking for ways to keep the kids sane, bring them some joy, and get them away from screens. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.